This is a Travel Channel podcast.
Life on the road. Today, a new generation of Americans are discovering that RVs, or recreational vehicles, are more than just vacation getaways. For Walter Jackson and his family, the hardest part of becoming a full-time RVer was packing up.
It's amazing how much stuff you collect over the years that just sits there and it doesn't do anything, you know? So, we got rid of a lot of stuff.
Antenna down.
Antenna down.
Steps up.
Steps up.
Door locked.
Door locked.
Ready to rumble.
Rumbling.
For their daughter, 8-year-old Mary Jackson, a life on the road was an adventure she could not wait to start.
Mary was extremely excited about it, so excited that when we were selling the house and we weren't getting any buyers, one day we caught her out by the street flagging people down to come and look at the house to buy it because she wanted to get on the road.
I threw away my watch.
Yeah, we don't wear watches.
And, you know, sometimes I don't know what time it is, but, you know, sun's up, who cares? It's all right.
Ed and Gloria Helmuth are full-time RVers and members of the Escapees, an RV community dedicated to watching out for one another.
Our club logo is a little house and a wagon. And we just have an unwritten rule that if you're running down the road and you see one of those by the side of the road that is broken down, you stop and you help that person out. And we've had occasion to use that. We've had people that have stopped and helped us.
But despite the RVers' desire to keep on moving, they know they can't escape their commitments. Contact with family, friends, and even businesses is essential.
Some of them still need to work on the road. Quite a few of them still need to work on the road. And when you're moving around, you can't stick with one job. You have to be able to find jobs wherever you're traveling or go to where the jobs are.
Another one of the things that's important to work on when you're on the road is how do you stay in touch with your family? That is very difficult on people, and in fact, I think there would be more people on the road if it weren't for close-knit families. You feel very isolated. On day-to-day living, you really are out of touch.
For the RV full-timers, the answer to these dilemmas lies in technology and the larger community it creates. The internet is allowing many to keep their jobs while on the road, and real-life RV gatherings bring everyone together. Carl Burnham and his wife Rhonda are also full-time RVers.
We have two notebooks, and they're interconnected together via a wireless network. And with the wireless network, that gives us the capability to share printing, to share files on each other's hard drives, and then also we can share connectivity when we're connected via the internet through a modem hookup.
The Burnhams run a web design business from their trailer, along with other internet-related services. Everything they need fits in their RV. It's the ultimate in telecommuting.
We sought out the campgrounds that provided that capability, where they're typically termed as modem-friendly campgrounds.
The Jacksons are using the internet to help homeschool their daughter, Mary.
I think he invented something about gravity.
Well, you get to learn more. And you get to do what you feel like doing most of the time. My school schedule, well, we start when we feel like and we end depending on whether we're grouchy or not.
The RV community keeps itself connected through websites and online magazines. But the best networking happens face-to-face. The Escapees Club members get together at rallies. It's a chance for newcomers to meet old-timers and for friends to trade stories, exchange maintenance advice, and have a great time before they happily hit the road again.
The Escapees Club is essentially a club for serious or full-time RVers. Probably the hardest thing is to be able to stay in touch with the people that you left behind.
I think we're more like modern-day explorers, where we can go out and we can see what, you know, the best of the country offers and the scenics and there's really a lot to see in America.
RVs have been roaming the highways and byways for years. They started out as simple camping haulers, but over the years, RVs have evolved into sophisticated living spaces. From the sleek silver Airstreams of the 1960s to today's full-size trailers, RVs are true mobile homes.
RVing, in that pure sense, has always been with us. And I maintain that animal species, including the human, have the innate ability to want to move around, that is something that is born in us.
Ed and Gloria Helmuth have vacationed in RVs for many years. Their seasonal excursions eventually grew into a full-time lifestyle.
And it was after we'd been retired a couple of years, and we'd been part-time traveling at that point. And on the way back from that Rose Bowl parade, we're in the middle of Arizona, and Ed looks over to me and he says, "You know, we just ought to do more of this." Well, coincidentally, about the same time, we lost a very close friend who died early of a heart attack. And it kind of pointed up to us that since we have good health, we ought to get out there and enjoy traveling while we could.
Although they'd built a beautiful new house in the Colorado mountains, the Helmuths, who are retired, decided that they'd rather call the road their home. They sold their house and almost everything in it.
We laugh about it and say we had an estate sale while we were still alive. If we stay someplace 3 weeks, well, we begin to feel like the tires are probably getting too flat on that side. So we need to hit the road so they'll round over again.
But don't think RVing is only for the older or retired set. Today, a younger generation is discovering the lure of a life on the road. They've got commitments, jobs, children, and other responsibilities. But they also believe there's more to life than the demands of work and maintaining a house. Paul and Stephanie Bernhagen left behind careers as engineers to live as RV full-timers.
We had achieved the American dream. We had the big fancy home, successful careers, all the toys that we could want. And friends, we had friends, but we didn't get to interact with them too much because we were always working.
And so by doing that for too long, we got burned out. And neither one of us had RV'd a day in our life. And we just took the plunge and went. And it's been 7 years now.
For Carl and Rhonda Burnham, a life spent in stalled commuter traffic was a life wasted in the slow lanes of Atlanta, Georgia. They bought an RV and took to the road. They would never see another congested rush hour again.
Typically, what we would do is we would try to get up early and go into work, which many times it'd be like at 6 o'clock in the morning. And what we'd find would be bumper-to-bumper traffic.
The people that we meet in the campgrounds and all are so friendly. And they have time to talk, and we meet people. It's really, I have more friends now than I did when I had a regular job.
The RVers, you'll find, they're the friendliest people around, and they'll help you like if you have a problem or anything, and they have a lot of experience as far as with traveling on the road, and they have all types of get-togethers. It's a lot of fun.